Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 10, reading verses 10 and 11. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. 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 The title of our message is Abundant Life. Jesus says that he came to give us abundant life. That the thief brought death, but he brought life. That he is the good shepherd. That his good shepherd giveth us abundant life, his own life. The life that has no end. When you talk of something in abundance, it means it's more than enough. It does not finish. So something that comes to an end or finishes is not in abundance. So he's saying to us that he came to give us a life that has no end. That's what he's saying. When he says, I am come that you might have life and have it abundantly, he's telling us that he came to give us that abundant life of God. That God's life is in abundance. It's never going to finish. That is a life without end. That is abundant life. A life that comes to an end is not in abundance. That the thief brings us a life that is not in abundance. That's why he said, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Say, thief, robbers, he's a robber. But Jesus says he is that good shepherd. And that this good shepherd giveth his life to the sheep. That's what the scripture says to us in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, in verses 21 and 22. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. When Jesus says the thief cometh, he says that one that brought death. That is the thief. He says through one man, that man is a thief. He says he brought death to us. He is that robber. He is that destroyer. But also he said through the one man, Jesus Christ, we get abundant life. Adam brought death, but this good shepherd gives his life to us. That Jesus came to give us abundant life. And look at verse 45 to 47 of the 1 Corinthians 15. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's why he says, I am come. That he was not first. The thief came first. That all that came before me, they are thieves and robbers. They rob us. And that the Lord from heaven is the good one. The one that gives life is a life-giving spirit. And that this life-giving spirit, his life is in abundance, he has no end. That Adam was made a living soul. But don't forget what the scripture says, the soul that sinneth shall die. And so he sinned and brought death unto us. But Jesus says that I've come. And this Jesus sinneth not. He's not a sinner. And therefore, he cannot die. He has no beginning of days, no end of life. Therefore, he says he abided a priest forever. He is eternal, is what the word is saying to us. That abundant life Jesus said he has and he gives to his sheep in John chapter 10 is everlasting life. His life. He is that Lord from heaven. That when we sing abundant life Jesus came to give to us, it means he came to give us eternal life. His own life. There's no abundant life in the flesh. If we are mindful of the flesh, he says we are not wise. We have not turned to Jesus. That the natural comes to an end. It's earthy. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That the one from heaven is that abundant life which God gave to us. For God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. This begotten son of God has abundant life. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but this one cannot pass away. Because this man liveth forever. He said, everyone that come to God by him, he's able to save them to the utmost. And therefore, he says he came to give us himself, is what Jesus is saying. That Adam gave us death. The flesh which we are born into naturally, he said, that is the dead one. That is the thief. That is the robber. But he says we should be born again unto God. Through what? Through his word. Through his word that we must know that there is only one that has abundant life. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And therefore, he says that he is come so that we can have him in our heart and have him abundantly. That is, we should have the knowledge of him. That through Adam, we come to an end. Through Christ, we have abundant life because he is that abundant one. See what he said to Martha in John chapter 11. John chapter 11. See what the king said to the woman. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He's saying, do you believe this? That he is the resurrection, he is that abundant life. And therefore, anyone that believes on him, he says that person will have life, will have abundant life. Because he is that abundant one. That means he will dwell in you. That's what he's saying. That is why he came. He came to enter us. He came to give us himself, the abundant life. And then he said to this woman, Martha, I am the abundant life. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And that he said, do you believe that? That's all that's required from us. Faith in him alone is what is required to receive him. He says, anyone that believe on him, as the scripture has said, then this truth will be flowing out of the person. That he is that abundant life. Who? The word of God. Is that abundant life? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's why he says in John chapter 6, reading from verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Say, his blood and flesh is genuinely drink and food indeed. That except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, he says, we don't have life. What life? The abundant life. The life that has no end. That if it is just the life of the flesh we are mindful of, ourselves is what we know, that's what is dwelling in us. He says he's that thief and robber. He will deceive us. He's a deceiver. He is a complete failure. And therefore, he says, if that's all we have, he says, we have no life in us. That the way to have life is to receive him, to receive this abundant one. Who is, what is he talking of? Look at verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. He says that it is the Spirit that gives the abundant life, the life. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He says his sayings is that abundant life. That the words he's speaking is what he wants us to eat. The spoken word of God, which we have in the Bible. He says is the abundant life, is the life without end. That the word of God has no beginning of this. That's why he's saying the beginning of creation was the word. The words were before the creation. Then the word was with God and the word was God. That through him everything was created, both visible and invisible. He said this word of God predates creation. And this word of God will continue after creation ends. He abided forever. He has no beginning of life. No end of life. And therefore, he says that we should eat him. We should eat the truth of the Holy Bible, that the word of God abided forever. That it is this word he came to give to us, that God sent his son. He was made flesh to give us the knowledge of he that is abundant. To give us the knowledge of he that cannot end. That's why he said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up. I have power to lay down my life, power to take it up. I am in abundance. I am everlasting. And therefore, he's saying to us that it is his sayings he's talking of, his word. His word. See John chapter 8, verse 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keepeth my saying, he shall never see death. Look at that. He says that if anyone, any person keeps his saying, how do we keep the saying? He said we should eat the truth of his sayings. That the truth of the word of God, that he is that abundant one. That one that can never die. Therefore, is anyone that keep this saying through faith in his heart or her heart shall never see death. That he will raise him up on the last day. That's what the Father ordained. That's why the Fathers gave us his word, that God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus says that person can never see death. He will live forever. He has eternal life because he has received he that is eternal. That it is the word of God that is eternal. He is that abundant one. See what Peter wrote for us. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 23 to 25. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed. But of incorruptible by the word of God. Which liveth and abideth forever. That's what Jesus is saying. He said his sayings or his words, they abide forever. Now he said we are to be born again unto God by him through his word. That is when the word of God is active in us. is dwelling in our heart as that abundant one, that eternal one that abideth forever, then we are born again unto God. That means we are alive again unto God. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That is why he said, I am come. Who says so? The word of God. He says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That the flesh is like the grass. Therefore, it comes to an end. He is that thief. He is that robber. When it comes to an end, then we have been robbed of life. We've been robbed. We've been deceived. But that the word of the Lord endureth forever. The scriptures cannot lie. He's saying to us that the flesh has no everlasting life. The flesh will end. Now he tells us that we should turn to the living one while we are alive physically. We should leave the flesh and turn to Jesus Christ so that we can have him today and have him more abundantly. So that Christ would dwell in our heart richly. That will be filled with the knowledge of the Son of God that abided forever. That we will be having him through the knowledge. It is through knowledge we have God. When we know him, the only true God and Jesus whom he sent, that he gave us Jesus, and his Jesus says, I am the everlasting one. I am that undiable. Therefore, this gospel is called the everlasting gospel, which is being preached to all through the gospel. That it is Jesus that God is preaching to us. That is the message. That the message is that God gave us abundant life. This life is in Christ. See 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that does not have the Son of God hath not life. That's clear. He says that this is the record of God, that he has given to us eternal life. That this eternal or abundant life is in his Son. What does he want us to do? Is to receive his Son. Into where? Into our hearts. We should receive the truth of him into our heart. That the word of God in the Holy Bible abided forever. That we will go one day in the manner of man. He says, you are God, I said so, you are the children of God, or children of the Most High, but you shall perish as men. That we will sleep as men, but the word of God abided forever. Now he says that anyone that have him has that eternal life. That it is the record of God himself, that this God gave us eternal life. This eternal life is in his Son. The Son of God, the Son of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit himself gave birth to the Holy Scriptures, that his sayings are eternal, that the words he has spoken and given to us in the Bible is eternal, which is his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why he says, and we know in verse 20 of 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Amen. The apostle wrote, he said, we are now in Christ. We are no longer in the flesh. We were one time in the flesh, dwelling in the flesh. But if any man be in Christ, who is Christ? The Son of God. Who is the Son of God? He says his word, the word of the Holy Spirit. He says, this word was made flesh. When he came, he says, I am come. That the reason why he came is so that he will give us his life. And that his life is in him. That he has come to give us an understanding. That we may know him that is true. That is, we may know the true Son of God. And by knowing him, we enter into him. Then he enter into us. So we now know the Son of God. That the Son of God is the Word of God that abided forever, that is in the Holy Bible. That heaven and earth shall pass away. But this Bible can never pass away. He said, let it dwell in you. He abided forever. He is standing on this earth. While others are gone, he remains. Because he is the Creator. That by him all things were created, that God would do nothing except what is in Christ. That in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in a bodily form. That he is in this book, this holy Bible, is where God dwells. And that God gave him to us so that through him we might abide forever. That anyone that received the Son, that has the Son of God, has eternal life. As the scripture has said, he can never perish. But will live forever, say yet God that cannot lie. The God that spoke and things manifested says that if you believe my sayings, you can see death. What is his sayings? The sayings are in the Bible. That's why he say, he that has ear to hear, let him hear these sayings of God. In the Bible, that he is preaching him to us. He's testifying of him to us. Are you seeing? A final scripture, see John chapter 17. I hear the Son of God himself speaking to the Father and then recorded for us so that we may understand the truth of Christ. John 17, reading from verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify you. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, so that we may know him, that the only true God is the God of the Holy Bible, and that the word he has given to us in the Bible is his Son, whom he sent, that he sent his word to heal us and to deliver us from our destructions. And therefore, he said, this is eternal life, this is the abundant life, that he is the abundant life. That we are to know him. And that it is that life he gives to everyone that is his. That his sheep, he gives his own life to them. And then they now know that it is this one that is the Son of God. Every one of them hear his voice, they follow him. They come to the perfect knowledge of the Son of God. That's why he came. That he said, Father, glorify thou me. With the glory I had with thee before the world began. That is before creation. That we beheld the glory of the Son of God, the apostle says. As of the only begotten of the Father. Who? The Word. That the Word was made flesh. And then in the days of his flesh, he was praying to the eternal Spirit. That it is time for you to glorify the Holy Scriptures. That so that the Holy Scriptures will glorify you. That the Scriptures is the Son of the living God, and so that all men may come to the knowledge of him, they may know that it is this word of God that is being preached to us through the gospel. Now he says he has given him power to give eternal life to anyone. That the eternal life he gives is that you will know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. And that he came to give us that abundant life, that the more you know him, that he is that Son of God, he said he will dwell in you more abundantly. You grow in the knowledge of him. He says he's like a daylight that shines more and more from glory to glory until this day dawn and the day star arises in our hearts. Until the truth of the Bible arises in our hearts. That he is that abundant one. You have seen the abundant God. That Jesus is that abundant life. Before we start singing, I want to live abundant life. He says the way to live abundant life is to have him. To have this abundant one. He says if you have him, you can never perish. You are truly having abundant life. That abundant life is this word of God in the Bible. And therefore, he says he is come. That we should have understanding. We should stay away from idol worshiping and then receive this wonderful God. He is our God, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That he will stand forever. That he is that Lord that finished Pharaoh in the Red Sea. You know, Pharaoh said that who is the Lord? He was still standing. Pharaoh is gone. Who? The scriptures. He is that God that spoke to the Israelites and says that, look, turn to me and you will continue in this city of Jerusalem. They refused him. He sent them to Babylon. He is that God that said to them, where is your fathers that resisted my word? They are gone. They are dead. Even my prophets, my servants, where they are, they are dead. But my word, is it not still abiding? Is it not talking to us? And so he's saying to us that he came to give us this living one. That Jesus is living, active, and powerful. That he is that word of God. That Jesus is the word of God. That the word of God is Jesus Christ. That's all. That's what is required from us. That's the preaching. Nothing else. He said, if anyone believe this truth before he depart in this, from this world, he shall abide forever. Because he has believed in God. He has believed the truth of God. That his true God abides forever. That genuinely Abraham believed on him who in Jesus Christ, that he rejoiced to see his days, that Jesus would stand on this earth, and he did. And so though they died not receiving it, but they believed that the Bible continued, the apostles didn't see what you are seeing today. But Jesus is continuing, he has gone around the whole world. He said to them, I will begin in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, who? The God of the Holy Scriptures, into the utmost part of the earth. And he is doing what he said. And so he says we should not doubt the scriptures. That the scripture is whom we should anchor our faith in. That faith in him alone. That's how to have him. There's nothing we can do to God than to believe in him. That anyone that believes the sayings of God has believed in God. And that such person can never perish. Indeed, he has done what is pleasing unto God. That without this faith in the scriptures, it's impossible to please God. And that's what he's saying to us. That this is the reason why he came. He told the women of Samaria, of Jerusalem, that were lamenting and crying. He says, "Weep! Why are you weeping for me? Weep for yourself, for you don't know why I came. I came to take you out of the flesh into me." Jesus says that he came to deliver us from the life of grass, flesh, and bring us to the scriptures, so that where he is will be there also. That anyone that serve him, dwells where he is, that he is in the word, the word is in him, that God was in the man Christ Jesus. Who is that God? The God of the Holy Bible. Say, let him dwell in you richly. You can never perish. You will live forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.